You're listening to SBS News.
Australia is ending mandatory isolation for people infected with COVID-19 from October 14. Support payments will also finish on that date, but there will be financial help for people who work in high-risk environments, like aged care, if they need to isolate. Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says his advice to the government recognises that there are very low rates of community transmission and high vaccination rates in Australia.
It does not in any way suggest that the pandemic is finished. We will almost certainly see future peaks of the virus into the future, as we have seen earlier in this year. However, at the moment, we have very low rates of both cases, hospitalisations, intensive care admissions, aged care outbreaks, and various other measures that we've been following very closely in our weekly open report.
Professor Kelly says the data indicates there are also low rates of long COVID.
So far, when we've started to look at every piece of data that we have in the Commonwealth, we're not seeing a major picture of long COVID. Recognise that there are people out there with long-term symptoms. But it remains to be seen how that will play out in the Australian situation, and the parliamentary committee that's also been formed will help in that regard.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says decisions have to be made based on changing advice and evolving circumstances.
There's not a role for government in running every bit of people's lives forever. And that is my firm position. You know, this isn't an ideological thing. This is a practical outcome that was agreed across the board.
The Australian Medical Association says scrapping mandatory isolation has the potential to unleash another wave of COVID-19. Federal President Steve Robson says what's occurring in other parts of the world underlines the need for caution.
We're extremely lucky at the moment. We're between waves, but we're seeing in the Northern Hemisphere a massive upswing in COVID cases and hospitals filling up again. We don't want that to happen in Australia as the holiday season approaches. So we need extreme caution, and we need to protect the health system and the people who work in it and the patients it serves.
But Professor Brendan Crabb from the Burnett Institute told the ABC that scrapping isolation is illogical and ill-informed.
Isolation is very important adjunct to vaccination and to treating the air, cleaning the air and wearing a mask. It's all we've really got. It's also of little cost if there's low COVID. So one of the reasons given for scrapping it is there's less COVID around at the moment. So why not keep it? Because there's less cost with it. And of course, it helps knock the top off the next wave. So it's a bizarre decision.
Those most at risk are casual workers who don't have access to paid sick leave. Australian Council of Trade Unions President Michelle O'Neill says it's time the government reforms its approach to leave entitlements.
We are concerned about what it means for workers who don't have any paid leave available, because it's an impossible choice. If you don't have enough money to feed yourself and your family or pay the rent, and you're forced to make that choice or to go to work, then many people will go to work when they're not well. And that's not good for them, but it's also not good for the whole community.
But outside Parliament House, National Cabinet ministers were more optimistic. Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk insists Australia is in the best possible position to implement these changes.
I think the key message here is people should get back to their offices as well. This is good for the economy, and what we've seen is many business centres really having a big impact on what they've been doing during COVID as well. But our vulnerable settings, there's still protections in place.
New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet was equally confident about the Cabinet decision. He says it's time to trust that people will do the responsible thing and look out for one another.
It's a great outcome. I think it's a momentous day for Australia, and obviously for the people of New South Wales, but I think it's testament to the sacrifices and the efforts that people have made over the last 2.5 years. It's been very difficult, but I think today is a day to reflect on what we've achieved to put public health orders behind us. I think it's a very successful day.
And if you are sick, you stay home. I think this is a day where we move to a more caring and compassionate approach, where people look out for one another. If you are sick, you stay at home. And if you're not sick, go out and enjoy the best that New South Wales has to offer.
South Australia's Premier Peter Malinauskas adds that reaching a consensus is a positive outcome for the country.
To be able to receive the updated health advice from the National Chief Medical Officer puts us in a position to ease isolation restrictions. And as I've committed to ever since becoming Premier, I think national consistency is something worth pursuing, and I'm glad we've been able to land that today.
Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.